Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com, along with my lovely co-host, former mayor of a California beach town and best-selling author, Debbie Peterson. And we're also coming to you live and on demand 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26 global audio platforms. Count them, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, and many, many more. In fact, we're proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Dave Jacobs, a seasoned healthcare leader, combined his vast knowledge of geriatric care and passionate advocacy for senior in-home care to co-found Home Thrive, a family caregiving solution that combines expert live assistance and navigation with 24/7 digital resources to help caregivers thrive at work and at home. But before we get started, I do want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, Dr. Ellen Cutler, is a best-selling author and internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, and media spokesperson. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews, including this one, on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of our other 26 global audio video and platforms that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. Dave, so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave Show.
Great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I always say, never met a man named Dave I didn't like. I'm sure you won't be the exception. I'd like to ask my guest just, who is Dave Jacobs and why was he placed on this earth?
I'm a father, a husband, and also a son. And part of my role as a son, probably in addition to annoying my parents as a teenager, was to be kind of supportive to them as they aged. And I never really thought of myself in that role until my dad got very sick very quickly. And he wanted to be at home with my mom in Connecticut. My brother and I live in Chicago. And we found the experience overwhelming and suddenly found ourselves thrust in the role of caregiver. We weren't sure not only what that meant, but where to go, who could help us, what questions to ask. And so fairly shortly thereafter, my kind of mission and passion became not only supporting my parents, but recognizing that there are so many other people going through similar challenges. And despite my knowledge of healthcare and a close family, there was really nothing there to help me. And so I left my cushy corporate job to make my mission and passion to reduce the work, worry, and stress for other family caregivers who are challenged with not only aging loved ones, but family members with different disabilities and diseases. And so we started Home Thrive with that mission, and that continues to be our passion today.
So what is Home Thrive? Is it a physical building, or is it a virtual thing? Explain it.
So we do expert coaching, care navigation, and concierge services that we provide to caregivers who are employees of different companies and also affiliated with different insurance plans. And it's really a combination of a high-touch solution through our called care guides. They're social workers who are our employees, all of whom have really deep experience with caregiving. They come from social service organizations, hospice, hospitals, community-based organizations. And we combine that with a digital component that really brings the magic and expertise of our care guides into the palm of somebody's hand, so that regardless of how they need support and help, they can get it. They can get it through their dedicated care guide, or they can go onto our digital platform and get the methodology and recommendations of the care guide without having to talk to somebody.
So is this for paid caregivers in facilities, or are they for family caregivers, or both? And how do you contact them? Like, is it all online? Do you come to the place?
Great question. For the most part, we work with kind of unpaid family caregivers. And, you know, we think about it as the care circle, because as we have learned, many of these folks are not in traditionally in the traditional definition of family. We have people who are neighbors, we have ex-spouses, you name it. And of course, we have family members. So we think of it as that care circle. Anybody who is supporting an individual who needs kind of help and support, generally not the paid caregivers. And we reach these people, if I understood your question, Dave, is we reach them through usually their employer or through an insurance plan that is usually covering their loved one. And so we market through the employer to their employees. The employer covers this program for their employees, and we work with the employees and their spouses and siblings and that entire care circle. And then on the health plan side, we work through the members of the health plan. So somebody who's a member of Cigna's Medicare Advantage plan, they get access to this, their family gets access, and we really work to support the family who are trying to help the Cigna member.
Wow, that's incredible. Debbie, any comments on that?
Yeah, I'm just amazed. And you mentioned that companies are becoming more and more aware of this. And so how did you actually get into it? Was it you had a situation and your own company got involved, or how did that happen?
Yeah, I got into it through my own personal experience. I went because of the situation I described, where I went through it with my dad, and I realized there was nobody who could really help and support me the way I needed. He had great medical care, but that's not what we needed. Family issues bubbled up. There were a lot of questions that we were trying to answer, and nobody could help guide us through this process. We were going through it for the first time. So I left my job. I have a very dear friend who had gone through a similar experience. He joined me on this journey. We partnered with one of the leading healthcare investment firms, and we started Home Thrive, really to be able to help the millions of people out there who are going through this and really want to be there for their family. In many cases, also want to be there for their career and their nuclear family, and to help people be able to accomplish all those things.
So I've never heard of this. So I am with Medicare and with United Healthcare, and they've never communicated to me that something like this is available. Is it my responsibility to ask them, or is it their responsibility to put something out where I could see it? Mm-hmm. And employers too, do they have to be hooked up with you first, or how do you contact the employers?
Yeah, it's a very good question. We have a sales team that works with employers to try to make them more aware of the need and be able to kind of facilitate kind of our services into their organization. Same thing with the insurance plan. So we don't work with United Healthcare yet. We are trying to, but other plans, then the way it would work, let's say with an employer, we work with the employer to make sure that there are different means through which we can let employees know that this is available. And we do that on a regular basis. We work with employee resource groups. We do webinars. Of course, we send out emails and things. We're at benefit fairs. And part of the reason we do that on an ongoing basis is today somebody might not need our services and support, and then next month they get a call that their mom fell, the world has suddenly changed. And we want to make sure that we're top of mind so that when people need that support, they can come to us. Or as they start to plan for the future, they can come to us. On the insurance side, we work and we do outbound calls and things to the members. We send things out and other mailings that go to members to make sure they're aware. And then we work to get to their family members. But kind of like the employers, we have to keep at it, because somebody might be fine today and might need our services, but things change so rapidly for families. We want to make sure they're aware so that when those needs emerge, they think of us and we can be a resource and be helpful.
So you're mostly working with the larger companies that already have a health plan for the employees?
Yeah, for the most part, they have a health plan for employees, the other benefits for employees. But they recognize, what's interesting is, caregiving, and you both are very passionate about this and been doing this a long time. And I commend you. It's fantastic. And making more people aware. More recently, employers are starting to recognize that this is important to employees and it's a big workforce issue. In fact, you may have seen the statistic that it's become the number two reason that people are leaving the workforce is caregiving responsibilities after retirement. So it's a big issue and it's happening more and more. And it happens in many cases, not all, to the more experienced employees, people over 40 who have, they're so valuable, but they don't need tuition reimbursement as much anymore, and they don't need fertility benefits, all of which are important. but they need things that are going to kind of meet them where they are in their life. And then in that sandwich generation, this is a big thing.
I'm so glad the insurance company is starting to realize this, because like I said, it's the first time I've heard it. Have you heard of this before, Debbie?
No, I haven't. I think it's wonderful. And so what do you see are the top needs of employees then? What can their employers do to help them?
It's a great question. And we work with employers because I would say there's a few different things. I'll give you a couple more specific and then general. But the issues that employees have is dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia and all the things, everything is this Alzheimer's and dementia just normal aging? How do I start to deal with it? How do I cope? How do I communicate? Is my mom safe to live at home? And all the things associated. How do I get my sister on the same page? All those things. Falls and home safety is another big issue that weighs on people. It's not only has a lot of challenging and very bad effects for an older adult, but it's very challenging for the family themselves. Navigating insurance, another one. And I'll tell you another one that has surprised me. I would not have expected that we would have seen this emerge as much when we started, which is self-care. As you probably know, there's tremendous guilt that caregivers, most people don't call themselves caregivers, but people feel when they are doing things for themselves, whether that's exercising, going to their own doctor appointments, going on a date night. I would tell you, when my dad got really sick, I gained 25 pounds. My wife probably would say it's closer to 30, 35. In 6 weeks, I wasn't going. I work out regularly. I didn't go to the gym. I wasn't eating well. I was flying back and forth between Chicago and Connecticut. I missed a number of my own doctor appointments. You know, I didn't heed the advice of putting my own oxygen mask on first. And so we work with employees to help them understand it's okay to be there for your career, to be there for your spouse. You have to take care of those things and not neglect them, even though you're trying to do right by your family members. So those are some of the big things. But some of the big things employers can do is to really make it more comfortable for this to be a part of the conversation at work. Most people have historically suffered in silence. They talk about their kids and things they need to do there, and they don't talk about their caregiving responsibilities for family members with different diseases, disabilities, or aging loved ones. And we find organizations, especially where the leaders are more vocal about their own caregiving experiences and challenges and needs, makes it much more comfortable for others to be able to be forthright about that, including, and we will help people set these up, employee resource groups where they have different employees with different kind of common interests. One of them is caregiving. And you find that there's a lot more caregivers in the organization who are, they want to be there for the career, but they also want to be there for their family. And they're struggling at times to figure out how to make it all work.
It's very astute of you to come up with this idea. You're obviously an entrepreneur because the lack of caregiving support in the U.S. is overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's an overwhelming kind of challenge that we kind of all face. And it's challenging to get people to recognize the need for this, though. As evident as it is, getting people to change is a challenge.
What did you do before this?
Before this, I was a senior executive at a big healthcare company, medical products and things. So I ran the section of the business that provided products and services to nursing homes, home health, hospice, assisted living. So I understood that space very well. And nevertheless, when it happened to me and my own family, it was really challenging.
So I bet you've got a nice advocacy group with all of your previous coworkers, employers, clients, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. And we work a lot to advocate for it, but it's still, getting things to change is a challenge. And we think, and that's why I think the passion and evangelism that you both have is so important and so valuable to make people more aware of the need for this.
Are you the only one doing this? Are there competitors out there doing this? Because like I said, I've never heard of it.
There are a few companies out there that are doing a nice job. And frankly, that we think the industry could benefit from more and get to raise the awareness of this as an issue.
Debbie, any questions?
Yeah, I'm wondering, what are the specific benefits? Explain some of the actual benefits that make a difference for the employees.
So when you say benefits, Debbie, could you help me?
I mean is the benefits that the employer offers, the benefits of the program. What is it that the employer actually does to address those, the keeping your career and keeping your family issues?
How do you pitch it to them? What's in it for them?
Right.
Why should they do this?
So the reasons the way we would kind of approach an employer is we would talk, there's a few different things. One, they generally have to believe that taking care of employees and their well-being is good business and it's part of their culture. But beyond that, it really gets down to a few things. We talk about turnover, which is a big issue. You probably know that one out of three caregivers is going to leave their job in about an 18-month period. Now, they may not leave forever, but they're going to spend about 6 months trying to figure out and get things settled and organized for their loved one.
And then, absenteeism, they're missing or they're late or
absolutely
they have to leave early.
Yep, they're spending 20 hours a week doing stuff. And that's not only the productivity that they are not able to provide, but you know, if the three of us work together and I'm missing that time, a lot of times the responsibilities fall to the two of you, and that creates a lot of stress, a little bit of resentment, and a lot of tension, and that's bad for organizations. So, for example, we work with a lot of hospitals, and this is a big issue. They've had nursing shortages and staff shortages before COVID. It's worse now. These shortages are causing them to delay or cancel procedures, which is bad for the patients that need them. They are closing wings of hospitals because they don't have enough staff in the organization. And they are paying three or four times the normal cost for nurses to come in from out of town to replace, to kind of fill the gaps. So that's one of the contributors to the increasing cost of healthcare. So, and caregiving responsibilities are one of the root causes of all this. So that's, we talk about this with organizations. We also, it's important, organizations that really care about diversity, equity, inclusion, this is an important part of that. It affects women more than men is the reality. And they take on a disproportionate amount of the responsibility. And then the other part is people of color really struggle to get access to resources that are available. So we help to make those resources more available. So it fits in with those themes. And the last one is, now you've probably seen the return to work kind of mandate and trend. If you're a family caregiver, for the last few years, you found a way to be a little more present at home. You have to go to the office more. That's a big challenge.
Yeah. You have any success stories? How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for about 5 years. So
tell us some good stories about how your goals are being fulfilled in your clients.
Yeah, I mean, I'll share, for us, the most gratifying part is when we kind of learn about individual members, that's what we call the people we serve, and how we've been able to help them. And, you know, we had one woman who was a senior executive at a big company, and she was on the West Coast. Her parents were in Ohio, and they were not going to move to the West Coast. And she was really struggling with how can she be there for her career and help her parents. Her father had some advancing kind of cognitive issues. They needed to consider, she's an only child, leaving kind of the family home that she had grown up in. That was a real challenge. She was struggling to get them to understand that. She couldn't find the right resources. And she was thinking about leaving her job, which is something she'd worked very hard to do. Her parents were very disappointed that that was an option. We were able to work with the parents, work with her, find the resources, do the legwork, come up with options. And that made it so that she could stay in her career and we could be there for her parents. And then her dad ended up passing away, and we were able to work with the mom to get activities for the mom so that, you know, we couldn't replace her father, but we could find ways for her mom to be more social, to get transportation because her father did a lot of the driving. And so we were, you know, we say we don't have the fountain of youth and we can't turn back the clock or basically cure diseases, but we can help people live their best life given some of the challenges they have. So, you know, we have things like that. We have a situation at a more kind of basic level. We have another employee, her mom needed an MRI in a different state. She said, I've spent three of the most frustrating hours trying to figure out who takes my mom's insurance, what documentation does she need, and how is she going to get there? And in 20 minutes, we're able to work that out through, and her mom was happy, and her mom was able to get the MRI and things she needed. So we do those things on a very regular basis. And at an organization level, we've been able to reduce that intent to resign from caregivers by 80%. Which is good for the organization, of course, but it's also good for the care. You know, if they have to leave their job, they lose income, they lose their progress at work, all those things that are very challenging. And so it's also become a reason people are staying with an organization more, which is very gratifying. And what's interesting is on the health insurance side, we recently did a study with one of our insurance partners, and we looked at their entire population and the people using HomeThrive, and the people using HomeThrive were 16% more likely to stay with that health insurance plan because they were getting a benefit that they really valued. And for all the organizations, one of the things we're proud of is we get a very high percentage, relatively speaking, of employees or people in the health plan to use the program, which, you know, it's not like a benefit you'd get because it's cool or you get some perk. You only use it if you need it. And we're able to get almost 10% of an organization to use the program, which means they're getting help. And that's what's gratifying to us.
So I'm assuming this is free to the caregiver, that the insurance companies are paying for it, or the employers are paying for it. And is it pretty reasonable? I mean, is it priced so that they say it's like, hey, a no-brainer, you know? How do you pitch it to them?
Yeah, we try to make it, it's probably consistent with a lot of their other employee benefits or on the health insurance side, other programs they do. And relative to the savings for those, there's usually an economic stakeholder. As important as the work is that we do, we also recognize that these are organizations that need to make sure things make financial sense. And we have to be able to show those results to them. And we work very hard to do that. But it's generally pricing is usually not the issue, but change and getting organizations to adopt. And for people, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, I don't hear about this because people don't talk about it. You know, and so I think that's why things like that you're doing I've seen some of
you don't know that caregiving is like a third of the population.
Right. Yeah.
So isn't there some overlapping? Because if you've got insurance companies offering these and the employer is offering coverage through an insurance company, it might already be covered, so they wouldn't have to pay extra, no? Or it doesn't work that way?
It could be. The intersection is probably not that great yet. We hope someday that whether it's HomeThrive or some other organization, most insurance companies and employers are offering a caregiver support program. So that people get the benefit of it and, you know, it reduces their stress and their, you know, and that frankly, the amount of time they have to spend on activities that are not as fulfilling as being with one's loved one and doing things that are more meaningful and personal.
What is your goal to have, you know, and what's your time frame to have it where everybody, oh yeah, I know that's a thing, and where all the insurance companies and all the employers, how long will it take you to reach that synergy, you know, where it's exploding?
You know, the way we think about it, I don't know how familiar you are with mental health programs, but 10 years ago, they were few and far between, not very well talked about. And a number of things, even before the pandemic, kind of started to accelerate, certainly the pandemic. And now, whether it's an employer or an insurance company, probably 80% plus offer something. We really see the trajectory of caregiver support following something like that. So my hope is that, you know, there's somebody else. We're talking in a number of years and we're talking about how it has kind of gotten to the level of familiarity, availability, and impact that mental health has across these different areas. And it's wonderful how many people get support and how they're able to stay in their job. And frankly, it's also great for the older adults who they're supporting and for families with different disabilities and diseases.
Deb, you got anything?
Wow. No, I'm just so impressed with it. The one thing I think about is I've always been self-employed. And sometimes I've employed a lot of people and I would have been in a position to take on a program like that. But for the last 40 years or so, I've been just pretty much a sole proprietor. Yeah. And so I'm thinking, gosh, I could use so many of these kinds of programs and they're just not available to me. So, and I know Dave, to some extent you're the same, although you had a number of employees, but, it's, I don't know if there's any solution for people who are sole proprietors.
It's interesting. We've looked at this and even going direct, you could in a direct to consumer business. I think eventually that will be the case, but we have to build more awareness so people understand. They don't even understand their support for kids. They don't think of themselves as caregivers and they think, how could you help me? And I had this with a family member recently and I said, you know, we're happy to provide support. What can you do for me? And meanwhile, I'm looking at the situation. They've got an older adult, a father-in-law who's got real challenges and things. And, you know, but we struggle at times to get people to recognize. And sometimes when they're in the middle of it, such a deep thing, it's hard. It feels like more work. And so trying to get people earlier in the process and building the relationship can be helpful so that when the need gets more acute, we can be there. So that, I think once that evolves more, we'll be able to do more essentially direct to consumer, and then sole proprietors could offer. And the other part would be, we're working with commercial insurance so that it's offered. So if you had insurance through Cigna or Elevance or somebody else that you were buying insurance, or Blue Shield of California, this could be part of the program too.
So what is an employer resource group, and what's your goal with that?
Employer resource group is something that's usually sponsored by the employer, but it's really an organization of people with similar interests or backgrounds. So they have some that are along ethnic lines that they'll do.
Like a support group, you mean?
It's a support group, but it's one
an employment environment?
Yeah, where it's promoted by and supported, and it's within people within the same organization usually.
So they would meet at work in a lunchroom or something?
Yep.
Okay. Support groups are very important.
Yeah, and the employer supports that. They give people time to do it. We provide everything from content, different articles, webinars, speakers, and things of that nature. And then we also will provide our services to those that are doing, usually it's a caregiver. Some will have a caregiver support. Some, there's a women's leadership group. We find that can be a good one for us. So, and employers support, by encouraging these and supporting it, they're really encouraging the employees to identify and to work on these issues, and encouraging them to kind of not suffer in silence, to really, and to find each other so that they can help each other.
Wow, it's so practical. And I can't believe how fast our time has gone. Thank you so much for coming on the show. How can people get a hold of you, find out more about this? An employer wants to learn more about it. Or we have a lot of insurance companies listen as well. How can they get a hold of you?
We're at www.homethrive.com. And my email address is djacobs@homethrive.com. And either way, we'd love to hear from somebody. It's wonderful to talk to people who are, like, you're so knowledgeable about this issue and obviously very passionate. You've committed a lot of time through this platform to really, and bring on a variety of experts, which is really very impressive. Not only people who provide services, but some of the products that, including lifts and other innovative things that you've done. Those things are so important to make people aware of and to get exposure for.
Well, we try to do our best here.
More than that, it's wonderful.
I appreciate that. Remember, to my audience, all our live shows become recorded pod and video casts on your favorite platform. My number one selling book is Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times. It's spreading wisdom all over the world, and it's available wherever books are sold. Also on my free membership website, caregiverdave.com, where you can also schedule a free 30-minute initial coaching call to talk about whatever you're struggling with. And don't forget my Facebook page. 34,000 support members helping each other get through the day. Also invite you to join other resources, which are on my Facebook page and my website as well. Lots of tools, resources, videos, this radio show, and much, much more. And hey, if you click the follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, or the like button, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithm. So again, thank you to my guests, my listeners, my co-hosts all over the world for tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast and radio show on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel, may God richly bless you all. Bye-bye.
We are a community of caregivers that understands and supports you wherever you are in your journey. We are a place to connect with other caregivers, but more importantly, a place to get practical, actionable help. There are lots of ways for you to get support. First of all, you can download our welcome pack. This will get you started on your Thrive journey. Next, you can ask and get answers to your questions by posting them here in our private Facebook groups. You can also get live online support by attending one of our live weekly Connect webinars. You can get practical, actionable advice by listening to our weekly podcast. You can hear and read other stories about other caregivers' experiences. Plus, add your own in our weekly Share Your Story forum, posted every Tuesday in the Facebook group, you can access essential resources and download practical Thrive Solutions Packs, all of which are geared to help you thrive as a caregiver. You get lifetime access to all of our resources. Again, we're here to support you and help you thrive and to enjoy your life as a caregiver. And remember, this is a place to get hope, not just cope.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing.